Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're looking at understanding the timeline in the New Testament. Stay tuned for our program. Chapter 7, Stephen was preaching. It was Israel's last opportunity to have her kingdom. We find a man by the young man, it says, by the name of Saul. He was standing there holding the clothes of those who were stoning Stephen. We get to Acts chapter 8 and we read there was a great persecution against the church at Jerusalem. And it says there that Saul made havoc of the church. Well, as a result of that, people scattered and they were preaching the word, it says in chapter 8 and verse number 5. And where were they preaching the word? They were preaching the word in Samaria. And now we've seen in a recent broadcast that the Lord said, do not go to Samaria with the kingdom message, but they're not preaching the kingdom message now. It's too late for that. Now they are preaching the message of salvation, and they are preaching it as they always did in Samaria. You remember that Jesus had been in Samaria in John chapter 4, and many people got saved, and now we find them again here down in Samaria preaching the word of God, and people are getting saved. They gave heed, it says in verse 6. Well, in chapter 9, we read that there was a slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, and of course Saul was the one who was busy doing that. His name would later be changed to Paul. In Acts chapter 9, he was on the road to Damascus, and you know the very familiar story, and Paul got saved. And then we read in Acts chapter 9 and verse number 31, then had the churches rest in all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. Now these people who say the church didn't start until the middle of the book of Acts somewhere is ridiculous. It says here, then had the churches rest in all Judea, in Galilee, and Samaria. The gospel was always being preached to those people in Samaria, and Galilee, and Judea, and churches were established. How else could they be having rest if they weren't there? Well, Acts chapter 9 is a tremendous pivotal point in the book of Acts, and things begin to change here now. We read in Acts 9 and verse 19, then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus, and he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Well, after that many days, it says, were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him, and they watched the gate day and night to kill him. Well, Paul was always getting himself into trouble when he preached. Well, we read in verse 25, then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. Well, when we get the timeline, it's really interesting with Paul the Apostle here as he left over that wall. He gives it to us in the book of Galatians, in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 17. Paul said, I went unto Arabia and then returned again unto Damascus. He went unto Arabia and he met with Jesus there on the same mountain that Moses met with him and got instructions for how things were going to be done in the Old Testament. But Paul went back to that same mountain, met with the Lord there, and got instructions of how things were going to be done in the New Testament. And then he went back to Damascus. Well, we read in Galatians 1 and 18, then after 3 years, sometimes we think all this happened on a weekend or something. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. Now that must have been a very interesting 15 days when Peter and Paul got together. Remember, Paul was the one who was having Christians put to death for no other reason than they were Christians. Well, we read in Acts chapter 9 and verse 28, he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Everywhere Paul went, he didn't mess around. He preached like we should be preaching today, actually, but we don't want to get in trouble, so we just preach the smooth things these days. In any event, it says in Acts 8 and verse number 30, the disciples brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. was, and there we don't hear much about him until he shows up again at the Church of Antioch. Now, in order to get this together for the next part in this series and the life of Paul the Apostle, we need to go back to chapter 11 and get some background information. Chapter 11 and verse number 1, if you have your Bibles ready, it would be a good thing to follow along. It says in Acts chapter 11 and verse number 1, "And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come to Jerusalem, that they that were of the circumcision," now that's the Jews, "contended with him, saying, Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them." And now you know this story, of course, is when the previous chapter, Peter had gone to Cornelius and he ate with him. Now, we've said before on this broadcast, and it's very important to understand this, that this was at least 7 years after Pentecost, and more likely it was 14 years, but very least it was 7 years after Pentecost. And here the leaders at the church in Jerusalem are very upset. They contended, that word is a sharp contention, with Peter, because he had gone eaten with this Gentile named Cornelius. Why was it that all these years after, we've been taught that everybody was of one accord and everything was underway, Jews and Gentiles working together in Acts chapter 2? No, they weren't, as you've seen if you've been watching in our broadcast as we've been traveling along in this timeline. Well, it says in verse 4 that Peter explained it to them. He said, "But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, and a certain vessel descended, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. And he said, Upon that which I, when I had fasted mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. Not so, Lord." Now, there's a contradiction of terms. It's, you don't say not so and call him Lord at the same time. Well, he's explaining here to the leaders in Jerusalem what was going on. He said, "But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God has cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house." Now, it's very interesting here. He said, "These six brethren accompanied me." When he went with those three people that had come from Cornelius back to see Cornelius, he took six men with him. And he said, "I want you to understand what's going on." Now, when he comes down to Jerusalem here to defend his actions, he brings those six men with him again. He said, "I want some witnesses as to what really happened here." Well, in verse 13, we read that he showed us how he had seen, that is Cornelius, showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, "Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. And that's why it happened, because God wanted them to understand that the gospel was now going to the Gentiles. It wasn't just something for the Jews. Verse 16 said, "Peter said, Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he had said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gifts as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, What was I that I should withstand God? Now we read in verse 18, when they heard these things, they held their peace. That is when the leaders in the church at Jerusalem heard what Peter was saying or what had happened in Cornelius's house. They held their peace. Remember, they were contending against him. They were very upset for eating with the Gentile, even all these years after Pentecost. Well, they held their peace and they glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Now, let's stop here for a minute. Granted repentance unto life. Repentance. I'm not going to do a message on the subject of repentance right here, but the argument goes on. It says you don't need to repent. That means that it's work salvation. That's just nonsense. The Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It's not works. It says then to the Gentiles granted he repentance. It's a gift. It's not something we work for. We either repent or we don't. We get the ability to repent, and that's a gift from God. Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose about Stephen, it says, traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but to the Jews only. Now verse 20 says, and some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, now Antioch is going to be the center of everything here, and as we continue on in this timeline, they spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas. Now note that he is going to be a big player here in this story pretty soon. They sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that is Jews and Gentiles, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he, that is Barnabas, was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Verse 25 says, and here's a key part of what is happening here, then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. Now remember, Saul, or his name was Paul, was sent down to Arabia. He met with the Lord. He got instructions as to how things ought to be done in the New Testament age. And now he's back in Tarsus. And Barnabas says, we've got to go and we've got to get Paul because he knows what we're supposed to be doing in these local churches. And so, as we've said many times, it is very obvious that churches were meeting, people were gathered together, and they were meeting in local church assemblies long time before this, but they didn't have the instructions as to how to get them organized. And so Paul will come on the scene, and he'll spend the rest of his life teaching the people of that age how they ought to behave themselves in the house of God. He will spend the rest of his life writing these epistles that tell us how things ought to be done in our local churches. And so again, we read in verse number 25, then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. Well, when he had found him, verse 26, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which were at Judea. And we read in verse 30, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. And we're going to see these men getting together and doing a great work for for the cause of Jesus Christ, and it begins right here as they travel to Jerusalem to take some relief to those people who are in the middle of a great famine. Well, no doubt they had a lot to talk about as they traveled to Jerusalem. Remember, it was about 300 miles, and they didn't take it their new Honda van. They were walking. Well, in Acts chapter 12, it says there arose a great persecution at that time. We'll have to look at it in our next broadcast.